fight, and I'm gonna fight your bug.
Hear that, Spoons? That is the sound of Tradmore fighting. Finn the Kid Historian was right. The argy bargy is largy largy.
Eat it, sister!
Katie?
Aoife, you're here! Thank goodness! What's the plan?
We need to solve this mystery.
How?
No idea, but we'll figure it out. We're Aoife and Katie.
Partners against crime.
Can I high five too?
Who are you?
I'm Sean Osman.
Katie, this is Bridget. Bridget Kelleher.
Plot twist!
Welcome to Serial.
And now, a message from our sponsors.
Life, eh? What a mess. Maybe you leave the television industry in disgrace, are killed off in the national soap opera, and your adult roller skate business is a non-starter. All relatable problems. How do you get through the pain? Music. That's how. Introducing you to a very special album. Harry's Heartbreaks. Clowder is dead. This unfair city. Clowder is dead. Don't gild the lily. He had his day. Pacing the boards. Clowder is dead. And I am reborn. No mayo for my mayo girl. Her chicken fillet roll forever uneaten. Now, no spicy coating. Now. Don't be ringing when I am in little. I have so little patience for you. Oh, not again. Rolling into love. Sliding out of goo. She looks like a bouncer and hits like a hurl. Oh, but she's a painter girl. It's not my first rodeo.
It's second rodeo.
Hey, I came third place in the roller rodeo in Trevor Curry in 2005. Harry's Heartbreaks, available to buy in cassette form only.
Aoife, Bridget, you better hide until it's safe to reveal you.
Good plan. Come on, Bridget.
We need to save my son, girls. We don't have time for hanging around bushes.
Did somebody say bushes?
Finn!
You're Bridget Kelleher.
Where did you come from?
The bushes. It's kind of his thing. Where's your sister?
She's busy trying to convince her father to put on the Unity concert. This is unbelievable! Bridget Kelleher! The Bridgeheads will lose it!
He's the only Bridgehead.
Gotcha.
Here, breathe into this paper bag until you get your chill back.
Thank you! Hey, is that my dad? On a digger?
And he has the cloak with him, aka Sean O'Kay.
We've got to save him.
Bridget, put my hoodie on. We need to keep you under wraps. Let's follow that digger. Nana!
Aoife, thank heavens you're safe.
You're a div, Aoife. You should have told us you were in cahoots with the cloak.
I was stitched up, Harry.
Everyone is here. The Tweeters, Bee, the Derby Girls, Finn.
People of Tradmore, the last few weeks have been hard as set cement. Construction humor. We've been tearing each other apart, all because this boy wants to mess with us.
Not true!
Oh, save it for the cops, kid.
The mayor couldn't be here today. He's on an important fact-finding mission in a luxury resort in Malaga. But he wanted me to tell everyone on his behalf. We're clearing out the park for good. You're here! Like a lintel above a door, Magaia Construction will silently and heroically support our town while the park is closed. The Tweeters can move to the nearby forest to birdwatch.
Forest? No way. I can't run a roller derby in a forest.
Where will we hang out with friends?
Yeah, we need a hangout spot.
I agree. The United need a special space.
The roller derby can be accessed from the front entrance. No park necessary.
Actually, we can't skate properly in the park anyway.
Too many babies and dogs to crash into. It slows our roll.
Okay, so that's the derby. But what about the farmer market?
You can sell your honey in the car park, near the river, and anyway. It's just for farmer, isn't it? Don't need much space.
But my bees!
Her bees are important to her dad, and I'm standing by my sister.
Aw, thanks, bro.
We can look after her bees at home in the lush grounds of our spacious mansion with Neil's best collection.
Dad, no! The bees belong in the park, just like everyone else.
Be reasonable. The crow can't rule our community if we aren't on the same pace. Fighting! You're welcome, Treadmore. My daily construction fixed your problem. Fixed! Not even construction humor! Just fixed!
What about the tweeters? Where will we go?
Minibus will pick you up in the town centre and take you to the bird sanctuary.
I don't like it.
Mrs. Mulhall, no one said you had to like it.
Something isn't right here. Why do they need to split everyone up? What happens now? It's time for an Aoife Cady powwow. To the bushes!
The bushes? Seriously? It's lovely in here.
Told ya. Katie, I think if we don't sort something soon, there's gonna be trouble.
We better get back out there. Bye, Finn.
Why are you always lurking in the bushes, Finn? They said. Why not sit your derriere on a nice park bench? Because I like it here.
I can't believe how serious this is.
You asked for podcast drama.
Not like this.
We're off the stage. No one wants to hear what you have to say, Paul, again.
The boy, Solo, and the croak. He did this. I couldn't stop him. You can all see, once and for all, we have to close the Lunatic Park.
Get off!
No!
Just kick the clock out the park. We shouldn't all be punished.
Unhand my son. Let him go!
For the purposes of the podcast, Spoons should note that Bridget Kelleher just cast off her hoodie and is walking towards the Bridget statue. It's a big moment.
That's some good podcasting, old buddy, old pal.
Thanks, dude.
My name is Bridget Kelleher. Shauno is my child, and I know he isn't the cloak.
Bridget Kelleher, what are you doing here?
Mom, don't tell them anything!
A confession! See, even Bridget Kelleher, famed peacemaker, local hero, even she can't behave in this cursed park. She is the cloak!
Dun, dun, dun.
Didn't get a message, so I thought I'd just sing it myself.
You've a beautiful voice. We should duet.
I can't believe Bridget is the cloak.
Me neither.
Bridget is the cloak? I'm going back to the bushes for a while. The bushes, they get me.
Everyone needs to hear Bridget out. I'm guessing there's a very good explanation for all of this. Right, Bridget?
That is my cloak. It went missing days ago, around the time that the peace sign was stolen from the statue.
A likely story. She stole that peace sign and probably left Harry's business card as a red herring to throw everyone off the scent.
Shauna, hand me that tonneau, would you?
Hey!
Got it here, Aoife.
Thanks.
Everyone to the bandstand. I think we just cracked this case.
I wonder what she's found out.
You know what you're doing?
Not a clue. Going on a hunch.
That's good enough for me.
I just have to check one last piece of evidence.
Who are you calling?
The library.
I hope this is over once and for all.
Rosa, where did you get those skates? I really like them.
Out with the so, Aoife. You know who's behind all of this?
Give her a minute, Mrs. Mulhall. It's her first big detective reveal.
But this is nonsense!
Quiet, Dad!
I've been rattled since Shauna accused me of being his accomplice. Something was way off. Why would he lie? Why would he stitch me up like that? We're friends. And then it clicked. He was trying to distract everyone from the real culprit. Or who he considered to be the real culprit. His mother, Bridget Kelleher.
You were trying to protect me? Poor boy. But Shauna, why did you think I was the cloak?
I don't want to say. The day we were in the library, Shauna was reading a book by Bridget Kelleher. An expose.
Shauna, who believed every conspiracy going, read the book and knew Bridget was about to be cancelled as a hero and outed as a fraud.
I never believed any of those lies. You were always a hero to me, Mum. When I read the book, everything made sense. You got your mitts on the copy, realised your good name was being dragged through the mud, and got mad at the people of the town. So maybe you took your revenge. Stole the peace sign, sent a warning to get me off the scent, because you didn't want me to get into trouble.
That's quite a leap, son. I'm not the cloak.
Then who did it? Robots? Aliens?
Time to tell him, Detective Aoife.
Thinking back on that trip to the library, the librarian said there was no record of that book, the Bridget book, in their files. So I rang her and got her to do us a little favour. Investigate who published it.
Dramatic pause.
It was McGainey Publishing, owned by McGainey Construction, an empire owned and built by Paul McGainey. Built. Construction humour.
That's very cute, Aoife. But stick to stories for your podcast and let the adults chat, yeah?
You can't talk to her like that.
Paul, why did you plant that book?
I planted nothing. The child is a fantasist.
He said Harry's business card was at the Bridget statue after the robbery. But how would he know that?
Unless he'd planted it there himself. Another red herring.
Oh, Dad, you've done it now.
Is any of this true? You tried to ruin my hero, Dad? How could you? You know how much Bridget means to Finn. To all of us, really.
Well, you know, you see you now. Gotta go!
Dad, why are you getting into that digger?
Please. You'll never catch me!
Dad, seriously, get back here or you're grounded.
I'm with you, sis. He needs telling all.
He's escaping in the digger. Stop him!
Over, Derby Girls!
Let's use our Derby identities. Skate past him, stop him from leaving. Go, suck it to them. Go, Bathhouse. Go, Astro Fist. Go, the Blur. Go, Rage Machine.
Get out of my way!
Never! You'll have to drive through us. And I can't see you doing that.
Roller Derby is badass.
I told you.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, why would Paul do any of this?
To get everyone fighting.
Because if there's no peace in Unity Park, it stops being a park for the people.
They've wanted to rezone this space for years. The greedy mitts are dying to claim our park.
I don't know what you're talking about! Hey, look! Is that Taylor Swift?
Where? Huh?
He's getting away on foot!
Harry the bodyguard to the rescue!
Something's fallen out of his pocket.
It's the peace sign!
Whoa!
There's no coming back from that. Well done, girls. You solved it.
Yes!
And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Shut up!
The cops came to arrest Paul McGainey and he admitted everything. He'd taken Bridget's cloak and stolen the peace sign. He'd caused as many arguments in the park as he could, distorting the truth at every turn. All for a hotel. My mum was right about those things. But what happened to Tridmore? Well, the very next day, the peace sign was fixed back onto the statue.
Good as new.
Better. The real deal walks among us now.
Unless you're going back into hiding.
Nah. I'm done with being a hermit. It was fine for a while, but there are only so many conversations you can have with the ducks. They're very judgy, you know.
There's one thing I'm still wondering. How did Bridget create peace the first time? After the big fight? Maybe we can use it again, the next time people fall out.
That was simple. I got everyone singing.
Singing?
You'd be surprised what a song can do, girls.
Did somebody say song?
And yet...
This isn't a country song, no, it's a unity song. Yeah. That's right. So let's all sing it together, shall we? Come with me. Unity means you and me together. like mac and cheese, like legs and knobbly knees. And we all know it's better when we stand together, because unity means you and me together, like thanks and please, like twos and threes. We all know it's better when we stand together, because unity means you and me, you and me, like birds and bees, like leaves and trees. Even when the winter comes, we'll stand and we do not run, 'cause unity means you and me together.
You come back soon, okay? Promise me?
We promise.
I let us go. Jump off the train like Tammy Boat.
Bye, Nana.
See you, girls.
Best hollybobs ever. Not too shabby. We need to say goodbye to the listeners, though.
Spoons, it's been an honour.
Maybe there'll be another mystery. Maybe we'll be back. But for now, this has been Serial.
Park Life.
I'm here! I'm here! I came as soon as I heard they uncovered the cloak. What did I miss?
It's over, Rian. And you're late, nephew.
But they need me. A professional podcaster to wrap up the show. Right?
I think it's all sorted.
I feel so obsolete.
Welcome to showbiz, kid. Now, let me play you some of my music.
No!
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nicky Coughlin for RTE Junior Radio with the help of Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett,
featuring
Sive Marshall-Coughlin as Aoife,
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie,
Aoife O'Neill as Bea,
Tygo Riley as Finn,
Noah Rafferty as Shono,
Lauren Fablan as Tiff,
Poppy Lawler as Poppy,
Rosa Marshall-Coughlin as Rosa,
Bernard McDermott as Rian,
Jane Gribben as Nana,
Ray Cudahy as Harry,
Katrina Nivarahu as Bridget Keller.
Songs for Harry were written and recorded by Pádraig O'Reilly.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids. That's it. Podcasts are just another part of Machine Man. But you know, you do you.